Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and today's a very exciting day because we're talking to the Vagina Whisperer, and this, my friends, is Tammy Lynn Kent. She's a physical therapist. She's a mother of three boys. She's an author. She wrote Wild Creative, Wild Feminine, and Mothering from Your Center. Yes. Three books. Wow.
Yes.
And did a TED Talk all about the vagina. So welcome to the podcast, Vagina Whisperer.
Thank you.
This is so exciting.
I know. I'm excited to be here.
And it's very appropriate for Valentine's week.
Yes, it is. It is.
Well, so I want to dive right in and just learn about what did you talk about in the Vagina Whisperer TED Talk, and what are the things that my audience needs to know about the down yonder.
Yes, the down there zone. I would say, I mean, really the theme of my talk was honoring the female body. But it started with how much shame we have with the female body. So, you know, shame and honor don't sit well together. Mm-hmm. So if you feel ashamed of something, you tend not to feel the honor of it. And so my premise of my TED Talk was really women are powerful, women are creative, women are amazing. They do so many things for their families and their communities, and they should be taken care of, and their bodies should be taken care of, and we should be honoring the body. And so that was the premise. And we called it the Vagina Whisperer because it's a lot more fun. But that was a nickname given to me by my patients. And at first, you know, we used to kind of giggle about it. They would say, you're the Vagina Whisperer. And I guess I should say I'm a women's health physical therapist. So I work in the pelvic bowl and I do intervaginal massage and other healing techniques to help women heal and feel better and heal from symptoms, but also it can be preventative. And so in doing so, of course, because I was in this intimate place with women, I was kind of like a midwife, except not just with birth. And so women would tell me all kinds of things about their sexuality, about how they feel, about how vibrant they felt or not. And my goal was really to empower them and to help them love and care for this place and feel good in their bodies. It's probably not unlike what you do, just a different part of the body and a place that has
confidence.
Yes, and it comes with a lot of loaded information. I think especially because the vagina becomes so over-sexualized. And of course it's a sexual part of us, but it's a lot more than that. You know, it's the core of our being. It defines us as women. It's where we give birth. We should feel vibrant and vital there. And long story short, the reason why I wrote so many books and did a TED Talk was because I saw the power in the space, but that felt that women weren't living from the power. They were living more from the wounding or the difficulties. And so my goal is really to empower women in understanding the beauty of this place. And if they don't feel good in this place, to really find their way back to that through bodywork techniques, through meditation. I really got into energy, mind, body, spirit, prevention. That's why I wrote books, and I also teach to other providers so that there can be more practitioners helping women feel really good in their bodies.
I'm fascinated to know what you do in the pelvic bowl. What is pelvic bowl massage?
Yes.
I mean, I know about urinary incontinence, prolapse of the uterus, these technical medical things, you know, pelvic pain, pelvic dysfunction.
What
is the pelvic bowl all about?
Well, I started as a women's health physical therapist, I was starting with a lot of problems. You know, most people see a women's health physical therapist when they're having issues, when they're having prolapse, when they're having urine leakage, all the things you mentioned. And so I was working in a hospital setting, working with women, kind of like a mechanic, you know, helping fix things. But what was fascinating to me when I would work with women, I could sense a deeper energy. You know, I have an ability to really sense energy. I think we all do. It's just whether or not you have, you know, remember your way back to it. But I would sense this deeper energy and really felt like we could actually work with the body and that there was so much healing potential in that space. So part of a technique as a women's health physical therapist is an intervaginal massage. And so it looks kind of, well, how it works is basically inserting one finger into the vagina and doing a massage, kind of like a cranial sacral treatment, if you know that work at all. It's working on the fascia. That's really the secret to the pelvic bowl, is the fascia. The fascia is like the webbing or the layering through the body. It, you know, it kind of holds the organs and the muscles in place, but it also holds a lot of tension. Maybe the easiest way to describe it is the jaw. You know how people hold tension in the jaw. It's like a massage like you would do for the jaw, but in the pelvic cavity. And I think
it must be really wound tight to hold tension.
Yes. Well, most women like the jaw and the back, women hold a lot of tension in the core. And yeah, and I was surprised to kind of find that, you know, I'd been a woman myself for almost 30 years before I was actually really practicing more after going through all the schooling. And so when I would work with women and feel the tension, it's almost like you're not aware of it. And so when you do the massage with women and they release the tension, they'll stand up and say, I feel so much better. I feel so much more vibrant. I feel so much more blood flow. It's like if you have a knot in your shoulder or your back or something, and you get a massage and you clear it out, you feel better.
Well, that must be so hard to find a physical therapist that specializes in women's health like that.
Well, that's the thing, is it's not like that. I mean, there are, it's just they're not very well known about. And so that was my experience too, was most...
I think doctors don't even think to prescribe physical therapy
They don't. It should be, I mean, this should be our preventative women's wellness care. And one of the tragedies of women's wellness is that we only think of a pap exam. And that really is just, you know, that catches things when there's already an issue. There's no preventative care. And when you work on the massage and work with the body, you actually increase the healing in that space.
It's almost like it's the male gaze on the female body and the physicians of the decades of male physicians just checking with the pap smear and the speculum and just like
absolutely and I think they don't understand what it feels like to have this internal space that we do, or to give birth from there, or menstruate from there.
It's a strange space, because like, suddenly when you're 13, you get like your body gets taken over with this horrible crampy organ that sets you off.
Well, okay, and it shouldn't be crampy. That's the other thing. So cramps from menstruation are a sign that there's fascial restrictions. It shouldn't it shouldn't hurt at all.
Have a period.
No.
Well, that's like revolutionary to say that.
Yeah. And so instead of just taking Advil or something, we should be doing body work. That should be routine care. When you clear out the tension, it doesn't hurt to have a menstruation.
Is there an external version of that you can do? Because it sounds messy to do that when you have a period.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can actually do it with a period, but you can also wait. I actually work when women are bleeding, but I wouldn't work on a 13-year-old because it's too intimate. You know, there is something called Maya abdominal massage that is something you can do kind of externally on the like the abdomen. So that can help with uterine alignment. I mean, really, nobody should be having pain, and they should feel good in their bodies, and part of it is the lack of care, honestly.
So lack of education, like even though we completely have sex ed classes in high school and middle school, like it's still so taboo, and women are told by all these companies that we need deodorizers and douches and things that are medically not appropriate to put down there and just make you feel more shameful about female body shape, odors, and normal functions and discharges.
And that's the other thing, is when you have the massage, you often have a better smell. So sometimes when people have, when they have an odor, it's often because of the imbalance or the tension or the things that are held. And the body's trying to speak to us, you know, trying to say, you need support, you need help. So it just, again, it should be annual care to find a women's health PT and have an internal massage. And so they are around there. It's just they aren't very well known. And most women's health PTs will see clients by referral from a urologist. So when I had a baby and I was working in the hospital setting, I had a baby 22 years ago. I felt like my body had changed. And so I opened my own practice, and it was, you know, more flexible, could work with my family. But what I found was I started treating more women more preventatively and seeing women just by word of mouth. And that's where the vagina whisperer came from. Women would come and see me, they would feel so much better, and then they would tell their friends. So I actually don't advertise my practice, because it's so full by word of mouth. So women come and see me, and we do body work. And I should say, I also worked on the techniques that I use too. So women's health physical therapy, there are some internal techniques. I worked with my hands and made them a little bit more like cranial sacral. So they're just very relaxing. And also I include the woman with me. So I have her visualize and work with her breath and really teach her. So my focus is teaching and empowering.
Nice. Now, can you do anything in terms of like pelvic fertility treatments?
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, I don't have science to say for sure, but what I've found anecdotally is women will often come and see me and then get pregnant. So it, of course, you know, the hormones, the blood flow, everything flows better. And so someone will be more fertile. So I've had women have that experience where they were struggling, and then they get body work and it's better. Also, you know, if someone has a miscarriage or a birth loss, it's really, they're kind of left to their own devices. So that's another time I see women, and I work with their bodies, and they feel really held during that time. Also abuse, you know, it's something we don't talk about very much, but a lot of women will go through counseling and get support, but then the body still holds some things. So when we do the body work, that's another layer. I have a lot of training that I added in about trauma, And I talk about that in the TED Talk a little bit, in the Vagina Whisper. It's about how if you go through a car accident, you're going to get healing for that, hopefully, right? You're not going to just stay with whatever imprint happened from the whiplash. And so same with, you know, all the things that happen to us as women, we're kind of left holding whatever happened and not receiving care. Right. So I stand in a lot of places giving that care, whether it's in body work, I do energy work over the phone, and then I teach providers because I didn't want to be, you know, the main person. Yeah. The more women need this, right? And so I teach a lot of providers, all kinds of practitioners, how to do this body work too.
So interesting. And the perimenopause times, there are some treatments that are beneficial in terms of increasing lubrication or just like sexual drive?
Yes, 100%. I think it's like everything, you know, I'm menopausal now, and so I didn't really understand it till I went through it. Same with postpartum. You think it's a non-issue, and then you're there, and your body's changed. Yeah, definitely. I think what I find with perimenopause and menopause is that women often, whatever was there, maybe silently, they were kind of getting by with things, it really comes to the forefront. And it's a time of life when you really can't ignore things that you used to ignore. So it's a time to kind of come to be with yourself and do whatever needs to be done. If you've been ignoring your own center, taking care of others, you'll feel pretty burned out by that point. And so it's important to get self-care, whatever that is, you know, your own body work, your own exercise routine. But I tell women, come in for an annual body work session. And oftentimes just when we're in the presence of the body, which is why I ended up writing these body, mind, spirit books, the body will say, hey, you know, you left that one creative pursuit that really was important to you way back there when you were tending others. Bring that back on board and maybe you'll feel more juicy and more energy flowing. Because, you know, if women only give and they don't put anything back, they will end up feeling depleted. Mm-hmm. And menopause, perimenopause, it really hits you. You know, you just can't cover it up anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's time to...
Like you've given and given and given for, you know, 40, 50 years.
Right. Which is what women are taught. I mean, definitely the culture runs on that. So I think, you know, it's sort of a leveling, like, okay, I've given way too much. I need to put some back. And the body work can help with that too. It just kind of, it feels relaxing. It feels good. It helps with the blood flow. And because the hormones are lower, you want them circulating well.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so.
All of this body work must improve. Not only there's well-being, but like, does it improve orgasms?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of, you know, it's a bonus part of it too, right? Orgasm also needs good blood flow and good hormone flow.
Yeah.
So women will come and see me at various points. Sometimes they're having pain with sex. Sometimes it's postpartum and they feel like they are altered now and they feel different. Sometimes it's around menopause when the hormones are lower that women want more support and they want to actually feel a libido.
Mm-hmm.
So body work helps with that as well.
Is there a male version of this body work?
You know, not quite the same because we don't have the same anatomy, but there definitely are. Women's health PTs actually do work with men on prostate issues and cancer healing and things like that. I don't practice like that because I just feel really drawn to working with women. I also have three sons, so it's my time to be with
female time,
I do
right?
It's time to be with women for me, you know.
That's so interesting. Well, what are some top tips for vaginal health that you can give us? So some takeaways for the audience. So can you give us like your three top favorite tips?
Yeah. One would be get comfortable with vaginal massage. And the fact that most women are kind of like, oh, you know, they might feel a little uncomfortable. It just tells you how far we need to really educate more about what true women's health looks like. Because you can do it yourself. You can do self-massage. You can see a practitioner. Of course, practitioners are very, you know, skilled and trained. So it's nice to even do both. I write about it in Wild Feminine, but it's really important to have good flow in your center and you will feel better. Mm-hmm. So that would be one. Another one is to really understand that there's a powerful energy in your root that everyone can tap into, regardless of how women are feeling. I think women sometimes feel kind of burned out or dried up, you know, and my experience is I've never had a woman not feel the beauty when she really gets in touch with that space. So if she's not feeling that way, it might be that there's some blocks in the way. Definitely, I wrote books to help women get through those blocks and come back to the center of themselves, but it really is a powerful place, and every woman should really feel the power and beauty of that space. So that would be two. And then the other thing is creativity is really connected to our vagina and our pelvic bowl. And it might be a cliche, you know, to talk about the creative well, but it's actually true. When women feel creative, whatever they're doing, whatever that means to them, they will feel more connected to their root. And when they're not connected, they tend to feel less creative. So whether you tackle it through connecting with your root, body work, you might find your creativity open up. Or if you've let go of some of your creativity, come back to that, find what's important to you and start using it again. And you might just feel a little kindling in your body.
That's amazing. Do you have any thoughts about the interventions that are more high tech? Like right now we have radio frequency probes that go into the vagina and tighten with energy devices like lasers. We have injections of platelet-rich plasma. What are your thoughts about all this?
Well, I don't have much training in those, so it's hard for me to speak specifically. But I will say, like everything else, whether it's birth control or any kind, how you birth, all those things, I think it's just important to make sure you listen to your body. So if a woman is contemplating those things, I think, it's okay to test it out or see what it feels like. But too often women's health, we kind of think the authority is outside of ourselves. I mean, really, that's medical care in general, right? Like, oh, the authority is over there. And I really like when a client feels like they can be empowered to be part of the decision making, when they feel, oh, it's my body. So, explore and learn about it and feel what it feels like to you. And every woman's different. So just like with birth control, I don't say, oh, this is good, this is bad. It's more just make sure you're making the decision a little bit more from your head. From your body. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes too, decisions come out of fear, like afraid of how will I be able to please my partner or how I'm looking or things like that. And that's another red flag just to be aware of, not to judge it because there's so many cultural messages out there that women have to deal with. But just to say, am I making this from a place of love for myself or a place of fear? And usually love is the better direction to go.
Yeah, it is. But we see all situations where women come in wanting to alter their labia or tighten and trim through vaginoplasties and feel like they're not as valuable to society when things look stretched out or older.
Absolutely.
And like they need to be a new improved version of themselves and be loved.
Right.
So that's a little bit heartbreaking, but it's understandable that the body and the organs go through wear and tear with childbirth, etc.
Absolutely. And I think, I have
like
a lot.
It has to come from a place of wanting it up for your own confidence.
Absolutely. And I think, I have empathy for how much cultural messaging is out there that women are dealing with, especially now in the new, more visual, social media world. But I guess I would just say, to women to keep coming back to your own center, really love and take care of yourself and try to make the decisions for your body from that place.
Yeah, that's so important. Otherwise, you'll never be happy.
No.
Chasing the eternal,
right.
Eternal quest for perfection.
Right. Because we do age and we do change and that should be beautiful. And I think, we want to have an empowered pathway that way. Mm. But again, it just really comes down to love. The body wants to be loved. So taking care of your body is really important from a place of love.
Well, that is amazing. That's such a good message. And when we first started this conversation, I thought we'd be talking all about techniques and bowl massage, this and that. But it really, truly sounds like this is about mental connection with your inner vitality.
It is. I think it's mind, body, spirit. So, I am doing intervaginal massage techniques that are very specific and kind of open the body, but a lot of it is a woman's connection. And
It's like having a woman, it's almost like how women, like you said, in childbirth, if you're coached by a doula or a midwife, it's like women teaching women like how to know your body and relax and go with the journey.
Right. I think I really think of myself as an energetic midwife. So, I'm there helping women connect more deeply, more fully, and finding out maybe where they lost touch and coming back into relationship with that beauty and that power that is there always.
Well, there you have it, guys. So much information from the Vagina Whisperer. It's such a nice time chatting with you. Where can people find you on your various channels? And you guys can check out Lynn Kent and her books. I'm sure they're available on Amazon.
Yes, they are. And I'm actually here in LA because I'm recording audiobooks. So all three will be available as audiobooks because I know so many people are listening to books these days.
Excellent.
Yeah. And then I have a website, wildfeminine.com. So that's the best place to find out more what I offer.
Amazing. Yes. She's going to have more Instagram soon.
Yes. When I get on that train.
Well, that's it for now, guys. Yep. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. You can definitely come see me if you're interested in learning about hormones, rejuvenation, genital rejuvenation. It is a thing. We're going to do some more podcasts on that this year, talking about not just the O-shot, but the radio frequency tightening.
Yeah.
Tightening the muscles of the pelvic bowl. It's all so important to maintain. Mm-hmm. We're going to live longer and longer, and we have to live better and better.
And feel good. And maybe creams. I don't know if you've explored. I know you have a lot of different facial creams, but I think of that same thing. We need moisturizer. And
we do. We need a little kit for down there.
Yes. Yes.
Great idea. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.